It's time for our local heroes CISA report. Phil Corman is here, the executive director for the community involved in sustaining agriculture. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here again.
We've got the Chili Cook-Off fundraiser with proceeds to support CISA and the Hampshire County Bar Association Scholarship Fund. And with us is Rachel Cook from Seven Sisters. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Good. And we have Liz Katz, the president of the Hampshire County Bar Association.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Sure enough. Okay. A chili cook-off. Now, you, of course, have known for the bisons over there at Seven Sisters. Are we going to put bisons in the chili?
We've been thinking about it. It seems that it is pretty clear that we are going to have lots of bison in our chili.
Now, you have a secret ingredient as well, right?
We do. We have a secret ingredient.
No one's going to hear this, so go ahead.
No one will hear it, you promise? No. And mic's not on, right?
No mics.
No mics. Well, testing. We actually put Coca-Cola in our chili.
Really?
Yep.
So the Wild West meets global agriculture.
Yeah. Don't tell High Mighty that. They think that it's their beer, and that's why it tastes so good. So please don't tell anyone over there.
My God. So this is going to be coming on Saturday, June 22nd. It's going to be noon to 4 at the Three County Fairgrounds. Along with Seven Sisters, we've got Mama Iguanas, we've got Side Street Cafe, we've got Jake's, we've got Judy's, and we've got Local Burger, all of them vying to have the top chili in Hampshire County. Was that an accident? Was using the Coca-Cola, was that?
Not really an accident. What happened was we had a lot of people wanting gluten-free options, and everyone wanted to try bison, and everyone comes in to try our bison. So when we opened in the winter, the bison just chili really took off, but we couldn't offer it to people with a gluten-free allergy. And we all know that beer tastes better with gluten, and it's just the way it is. So
I'm kind of curious, Rachel. So here we go from this incredible event happening, you know, on June 22nd, a chili, you know, cook-off. Going back, you have bison in there. You have an incredible now bistro set up there on Route 9. So how did you get to that bistro? I mean, how did that happen for the family?
Well, it was a really long process. My partner, Paul, he started raising bison in 1998. And we did a lot of different events. We had a lot of fun times. But I think we came to a point where we wanted something more grounded and rooted in the community. We're passionate about bison. And I think it's pretty notorious that both Paul and I are passionate for a good time. So it was very fitting that we opened up a restaurant, bar, and a market.
Well, why don't we bring in Liz Katz here, president of the Hampshire County Bar Association. Are you a big chili fan?
I love chili.
Okay.
And we are going to have a crowd favorite in addition to our three celebrity judges that we have coming in. We're hoping Monty can make it.
And yeah, Monty's down. Of course, Monty, who just had his third child.
When is he going to stop?
I know.
And then Shannon Heggie from ABC 40 and our local district attorney, David Sullivan, are our three celebrity judges. Mm-hmm. And these six wonderful restaurants are going to compete for the title of the best chili.
Maybe some advice you would give to judges. Maybe I can pass this along to Dave Sullivan or to Monty or to Shannon. When you take a sample of the chili, do you then have to take a blast from the beer from the High and Mighty Beer Company? Is that sort of
It's highly recommended.
Yeah.
So High and Mighty, they're donating their beer. The beer won't be free, but we're very fortunate that they were willing to donate their beer. And the chili is all donated as well, and it's only $10 to get in. And listen to wonderful music. Kids under 12 are free. We have three incredible, incredible bands. We've got Astro Beast, Chris Scanlon and the other guys, and Fancy Trash.
Love Fancy Trash.
And we're also going to have a live auction. All of the restaurants are going to let everybody know what local farms contributed food for this competition.
Why does the Bar Association do this?
This is the first chili cook-off. Every year we do a fundraiser, typically for the benefit of children's charities or elders' charities. In this case, because it was chili, we thought of food, and we thought of CISA, and we know about the wonderful programs that CISA does with children in schools and with elders, with the farm shares. So we chose CISA this year, and we're so excited. It's going to be a great event.
It's so great. Here it is, our 20th year at CISA, and so to really have an organization we haven't had a huge connection with to come forward and willing to put in an incredible amount of time and effort, and it's just great because there's so much more we need to do at CISA. And our goal is we want to double the amount of local food in all of our diets.
Mm.
So to do that over the next 20 years, we're going to need a lot of fun events like this to happen.
Liz Katz, how would you describe the perfect chili?
See, me personally, not too spicy. Mm-hmm. I have tried the bison burgers and absolutely love them. So I'm very interested to taste the chili. But I also like vegetarian, and we're definitely going to have a vegetarian option for the chili. You want that combination of spices. You want it fresh. $10. Can't go wrong with six different types of chili to try.
Rachel, do you name the bison, or would that be a tragic mistake?
We name our bison.
You do?
And we also name our cocktails after Urbison.
Good luck on this event coming up on Saturday, June 22nd at the Three County Fairgrounds, the Chili Cook-Off fundraiser proceeds to support CESA and the Hampshire County Bar Association's Scholarship Fund. Liz Katz from the association, thanks for coming in. Rachel Cook from Seven Sisters, and of course, Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA. For more on this event and other events, you can go to CESA's website, buylocalfood.org. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.